Good morning, good morning. A very happy Friday morning to you. We find ourselves speeding through the month of March, it seems like. Amen? Today is already Friday, March the 10th, 2023. I might sound like a broken record, but I don't know about you, but this year already seems to be flying by. As you might have listened to Pastor Rose yesterday for the Daily Bread, or Wednesday, her Wednesday message, you know, she mentioned that the time change is already coming this Saturday. It's like, when did that happen? You know, it's like, okay, now we're gonna change our clocks. We're gonna lose that hour of sleep. And if any of you know anything about myself, sleep is pretty important to me. And I never look forward to that time change. And then too, with the time change, you know, it takes some of us a little bit longer to adjust. And then of course, you know, it's going to get darker later, more sunlight. It's just, time is, like Pastor Jesse has mentioned, being compressed, you know, and it's just speeding by. Here we are already, I would almost say middle way through March. Amen. But I appreciate you spending a little time with me here. What looks outside to be a little chilly this Friday morning out here in Texas. Wherever you may be listening, whatever time you may be listening, thank you so much for joining me here. Thank you for joining us, amen, First His Kingdom Family Church, where we always make the confession where the Word of God will change my life and I will never be the same in Jesus' name, amen. It's a confession that we never get tired of saying around here. Because we know it works. We've seen it work. We've heard praise reports with that. Amen? If anything, I can raise my hand and attest that it is a confession that I continually make, and I know that the Lord continues to work in me through that confession that I make. Amen? Not just for the better of me, but for those around me. Amen? For those closest to me, amen, are blessed as well, amen. If you are a new listener, we welcome you here. We welcome you to First His Kingdom Family Church Ministries. And we challenge you right off the bat upon our welcoming you here is give us the rest of this month of March and watch what God is going to do in your life through this ministry, amen. And as always, we never want to miss an opportunity to thank all of you faithful partners who continually stay connected with us here at First His Kingdom Family Church. We never want to miss an opportunity to say thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Amen. You are much loved and appreciated, and we can't say thank you enough. Amen. Now, as I have mentioned, this month of March seems to be speeding by. If you have not yet written down or gotten a hold of our March scripture, I'll give that to you before we dive into a small devotional that I have for you this morning. It's 2 Peter 3:18. Amen? 2 Peter 3:18. It says, "But grow in grace and in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. To him be glory both now and forever. Amen." Amen? As Pastor Rose says, can I get an amen? Amen? 2 Peter 3:18, that's going to be our March scripture. Amen? Now, before I dive in to this morning's small devotional that I have for you, I'm going to be touching on a little bit different of a topic. I know at the start of this month, I mentioned I was going to be speaking on abundance. Amen. But this week, as I was reading through my Bible and going through my devotionals, a couple popped out to me. And how many of us know it's better to follow the direction of the Lord, or it's better to be sensitive to the Holy Spirit? Amen. It's better to follow Jesus. It's better to do His will. Amen. It's better to obey and follow His direction. Amen. There's nothing wrong with us making plans and having goals and all this stuff. Don't get me wrong. I'm not here to condemn any of that stuff. But ultimately, God, Jesus, and the Holy Spirit should have the most priority in your life. Amen. Again, making goals and setting goals and making plans for this and that is fine. But ultimately, we should be at a point in our relationship with God, Jesus, and the Holy Spirit that when they say to do something, amen, we do it. Amen. That we choose their instruction over than ours, you know, instead of what we want. Amen. Ultimately, God's plan is the best plan for yours and my life. Amen. And ultimately, we need to follow where they lead. Amen. And when I say they, I mean God, Jesus, Holy Spirit, the Holy Trinity. Amen. So I'm going to be touching on, it's entitled Perfect Forgiveness. If you've been listening to Pastor Jesse's messages on Sunday morning or even Monday evening, he was touching on about forgiveness. Amen. That it's not easy to do. Amen. If you've ever been hurt by someone, if you ever have felt wronged by someone, you know it's not easy, especially if you confide in someone and they tell you, well, you know what, you need to be the bigger person. Amen. I've always had trouble swallowing that pill, so to speak. You know, when someone says, well, Andrew, you have to be the bigger person, you know. And if you know anything about me, I'm pretty easygoing. But, you know, sometimes it gets to a point where in the past I've felt, you know, it's like, hey, I've swallowed that pill one too many times, you know. But that's just me letting that old nature out of the bottle, so to speak. But ultimately, we do need to be the bigger person. Amen. But forgiveness is not easy. Amen. But with God, it is. Amen. And God is our perfect example of that. Amen. So this morning's daily bread, if you're taking notes and you have your Bible with you, it is entitled Perfect Forgiveness. If you have your Bible, you can turn to Ephesians 4:32 or jot that down and then look that up later on today as you spend time with the Lord. Amen. Ephesians 4:32. Amen. It says, be kind and compassionate to one another, forgiving each other just as in Christ God forgave you. Amen. That's in the NIV. Amen. It says, be kind and compassionate to one another, forgiving each other, just as in Christ God forgave you. Amen. Now, it says, showing others forgiveness is imperative to living a life with less baggage. Amen. How many of us know that a life with less baggage is doable? Amen. But how many of us also know that sometimes we carry too much baggage with us? Amen. But again, showing others forgiveness is imperative to living a life with less baggage. It says the weight of unforgiveness and ill feelings towards others can drag you down, make you feel awful, and be a hindrance to living your best life. Amen? Jesus Christ is our perfect example of forgiveness. It says, Christ suffered for us. Amen? Christ suffered for all of us. Christ suffered for all of us. Promising us freedom through his blood, he forgives us time and time again. When we let him and others down, we certainly can forgive others in his name. Amen? Now, make this confession with me this morning. Amen? Say, Jesus, I praise your name for the countless times you've forgiven me as I've walked in sin. Amen? Say that. Say, Jesus, I praise your name for the countless times you've forgiven me as I've walked in sin. Say, I'm sorry for the ways I've let you down when temptation gets the best of me. Amen? Say that. Say, I'm sorry for the ways I've let you down when temptation gets the best of me. And finally, say, give me wisdom about how to forgive as you do. Amen? Say that. Say, Lord, give me wisdom about how to forgive as you do. Amen? Again, Ephesians 4:32. Be kind to one another, tender-hearted, forgiving one another as God in Christ forgave you. Amen? Be kind to one another, tender-hearted, forgiving one another as God in Christ forgave you. Amen? That was Ephesians 4:32. It says, when we think of the way we sin, our humanness, the reasons treat others unkindly, we need to remember Jesus. Amen? When we think of the way we sin, our humanness, the reasons treat others unkindly, we need to remember Jesus. Amen? It says, he suffered torture and abuse, was yelled at, spat on, nailed to a cross, left to die for us. Amen? Jesus showed the ultimate act of forgiveness, taking all of our sin on himself and dying in our place because he loved us. We didn't deserve that. Amen? We didn't deserve that at all. Amen? Sometimes others don't deserve our forgiveness either, but we have to extend it because God extended his forgiveness to us. Amen? As you accept God's forgiveness today, start choosing to forgive those around you. Amen? Say this. Say, Jesus, thank you for thinking of me when you died on the cross, for doing the hard work for me so I can live a life of freedom and grace. Amen? Say, help me to extend that same grace to others. Amen? Again, say, Jesus, thank you for thinking of me when you died on the cross, for doing the hard work for me so I can live a life of freedom and grace. Help me extend that same grace to others. Amen? I hope you got a little bit out of this, and I'm just going to leave you with a question this morning. Is there someone who needs your forgiveness today? Amen? Is there someone who needs your forgiveness today? As Pastor Jesse said, if so, pray about it. See what the Lord has to say. Amen? Whether that be getting a hold of that person and asking for forgiveness. Amen? Or just getting with the Lord and asking the Lord to forgive you. Amen? And to forgive those that hurt you. Amen? As always, what Pastor Jesse says, just be sensitive and follow God's instructions. Amen? You'll be blessed by it. Amen? So, perfect forgiveness. Amen? I pray you got a little bit out of this. I pray it ministered to you. I pray that you might be sitting there thinking to yourself, well, Andrew, I don't have any unforgiveness towards anyone. Bless God. That is the best place to be. Amen? And we all want to be there. Amen? But sometimes things don't go our way, Amen? And sometimes people hurt us. So the next time that happens, praise God, you'll already be ready. You'll already know how to handle that situation. Amen? That God was our perfect example, or should I say Jesus was our perfect example of forgiveness. Amen? You know, I was reading earlier this week how Jesus was getting ready to, get towards the end of his life, and how he had the disciples and they were heading into Jerusalem, I believe. And, you know, I was reading the word, and I had heard the story many times, you know, that Jesus commanded his disciples to go grab this colt in town, you know, and if anyone gave them any trouble, just tell them that it was for me, you know. And, you know, wouldn't you know it, they go to get the colt and some people start already, hey, what are you doing? You know, isn't it funny? Even in situations now that I find myself facing, or even in times now, it's like nothing has really changed. You know, stuff in the Bible is very much relevant to today as it was when Jesus walked. Amen? But what struck me is that these same people that when Jesus rode in on that colt and they were praising his name and they were throwing palms on the ground and they were you know, praising him and singing praises and this and that, you know, these were the same people just a few days later that were yelling out for him to die. You know, it's like how quickly they turned. Amen. I just was reading that this week in my devotionals, and it, you know, it just kind of made me think, you know, it's like here one minute they were loving Jesus so much, and then the very next minute all they wanted was to see him be crucified. Amen. So, but ultimately, what do we know? We know how the story ends. Amen? That Jesus died for our sins. He took our place. Amen? He put us once again back in right standing with our Heavenly Father. Amen? For what? For us to have a seat up in heaven. Amen? That we would be in right standing to go to him whenever we need. Amen? Just as a Heavenly Father is, or should I say, your earthly Father is around, our Heavenly Father is the same way. Amen? So, bless God, I hope you got a little bit out of this Friday morning daily bread devotional with me. Amen? Again, I will be with you again tomorrow, Saturday, for another small devotional. Amen? And again, we can look forward to Sunday morning with Pastor Jesse. Amen? With our Sunday morning service with Pastor Jesse this Sunday. Amen. And as always, when you pray and confess the word over your life every day, you will strengthen your inner man and grow in faith and confidence. Amen. Never underestimate the power of God's word. It is full of life and will minister healing and strength to you in every area. Amen. Healing and strength to you in every area. And speaking of healing, I might be a little bit early, but just as a reminder, amen, the end of this month, the last Wednesday of this month, is our healing service, amen? So between now and this last Wednesday of March, if you run across or come across anyone who might be expressing that they have a pain here, or they are fighting symptoms here, or this or that, you know, just encourage them to tune in. The last Wednesday of every month, we have our healing service with Pastor Jesse and Pastor Rose. Amen? So it's a good opportunity to encourage them to listen in. Amen? Because why? Every healing service we have, Jesus always shows up and Jesus always heals those who listen in. Amen. So I encourage you from now until the last Wednesday of this month, if you have a coworker, you have a friend, a relative, brother, sister, mom or dad, grandpa or grandma, and they say, oh, you know, this has been hurting me, or I've been fighting this symptom, and or this has been hurting when I do this. Well, bless God, that is a perfect opportunity to encourage them to listen in the last Wednesday of this month of March for our healing service. Amen. They'll be blessed. You'll be blessed. And God will show up and, as always, heal them in His name. Amen. So be blessed. Have a blessed Friday, whatever you maybe have planned this Friday. Amen. Be sensitive to the Holy Spirit. Be prayed up. Amen. We always pray for you. Keep the pastors in your prayer as well. Amen. And we know that the blood of Jesus covers you and washes over you. And the angels of the Lord go before you and watch over you and protect you. You have the favor of God upon you. The favor of man chases you. Amen. Unexpected blessings. Amen. Your due season is here now. Amen. Blessings, blessings, blessings upon you. Amen. So have a beautiful Friday. I'll be with you right back here tomorrow, Saturday, for another Daily Bread. Amen. Be blessed. I'll see you right back here tomorrow.